As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So this Braves announcer asks for a girl's phone number in the middle of a baseball game.
Whoa.
And people are saying it could be inappropriate or not. Do you think this is a cute move or a creepy move from this announcer? 314-531-9898. So he's one of those guys that goes around and talks to the crowd during this TV broadcast. And he was saying in his earpiece that the guys in the booth, the play-by-play and the color commentary guys, boys in the back of the booth, as they're going around interviewing the crowd, like, hey, they want me to get your phone number. Here's how it goes down.
What about you? Are you a Braves fan now?
Not quite.
All right, I'm gonna go to work up here, guys. Good luck the rest of the way.
Okay, Wiley. You got four innings to get the numbers.
I'm on it.
Get us some more Braves fans.
All right, so they want me to get your number.
They want you to get my number.
I'm dead serious. They're saying in my ear right now, she didn't believe me because she thinks you guys are not. I'm making this up. Even if you guys weren't, I might use that in the future. That's actually a pretty good move.
This is unbelievable.
So the best part of this right now is that Wiley could totally be faking it. This might be the new move. Okay. Just walk around with a FanDuel microphone and an earpiece in and convince fans that they're actually on TV.
I should have thought of this years ago.
I am speechless.
I got the number. We're good.
If a guy did this to you, asked for your phone number while you're on TV during a broadcast, would you think this is a cute move or he was being creepy? 314-531-9898. If you haven't seen it, and if you couldn't tell, he did get the phone number. Hannah, do you like this move or not?
I think it's all out of good fun.
Okay.
Like, you could tell there's, like, laughing vibes. I don't know. I don't think he was being creepy. There's ways that he could have been creepy with it, but I don't think he was.
AB, as the other woman.
Yeah, he didn't sound very creepy, but I also don't know that I would want to be put on the spot like that.
I hate this because
of
that.
It's a very weird thing. Like, I feel like I would have responded instead of just giving the number. I'd be like, haha, like, we'll see when you get off air. Like, you kind of have to play it back so that you don't immediately have to say yes or no.
Well, you're spoken like a true professional. You're used to breaking people's hearts. Because I literally thought that there is no way she is in the worst situation ever. She gives out her phone number. She looks like she's just chasing glory and fame, and she's on TV, and she wants to hook up with the TV guy.
What?
Or if she says no, she looks like a bee. She can't win. This is the worst situation. He has clearly put her in the most uncomfortable situation ever. This sucks.
Yeah, but it's not just him. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's him and his boys. It's even worse.
It's all the guys in the booth. That's the other issue or the other problem. I do think it's all in good fun. The problem is, you're right. It kind of puts her on the spot. That's where
she's
like,
screwed.
She can't win in the situation.
I hated it.
I mean, as a woman, like, you just sometimes you're in those positions, and yeah, like AB said, you either got to play it back or like know how to like play your cards. And if it was out of all good fun, then those guys should be. you know, accepting to have her reject him. And I think they would have been able to laugh that off too.
Right. So you thought it was cute.
Yeah.
I thought it was cute. Yeah. And if anything, if I felt uncomfortable, I would just give him a fake number.
Yeah.
That's another move you can always do. But I think it was out of good fun. I don't think they were like out to, you know, be creep vibes.
I agree with Hannah here. I think it was like, I think when you know, like, especially watching baseball broadcasts, like something like this does kind of add a little bit of humor to the broadcast. Right. I mean, there's a lot of dead time in baseball broadcasts.
This is why we need to speed the game up. Just another reason.
Okay, was this an inappropriate move? I thought these guys were totally acting like bros. Hannah thought it was cute. AB knows exactly how to reject it and does feel put on the spot. If a guy asked you for your phone number in the middle of a broadcast like that, do you think it'd be cute or do you think it's inappropriate? 314-531-9898. A viral moment in the middle of a baseball game has created some controversy about if this guy was being inappropriate or not. I think his intentions seemed pretty much pure. He was joking around he was interviewing these two girls in the outfield, and one of the questions was literally, do you come to a lot of Brave games? Like, do you come here often, girl? Yeah. It was like the most cliche question ever. And then all of the guys, like the play-by-play guys and the people in his ear, like, ask her for her phone number, dude. So he asked her for her phone number, and she did. She gave it up. And some people were like, you shouldn't do that in the middle of a game. He's working. 314-531-9898. Hannah, I am literally shocked that you thought it was cute, because you, with all due respect, usually gets so uncomfortable or awkward anytime.
Yeah, I feel like
hits.
Roles are reversed a little bit, where I'm like, oh, yeah, it's not great. And Hannah's like, no, that's fine.
Yeah, it was like,
yeah.
So cute.
Yeah, I usually hate being hit on.
Hit on at all. But if a guy hit on you with a camera, you're cool with it?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I think it's just out of pure innocent fun. Like, I feel like we would low-key do that to somebody.
You would ask a guy for his phone if it was reverse. This is my problem with it. I feel like there's never a situation this would be reverse. I don't think there's ever a situation where a girl's holding the microphone, being one of those like sideline reporters, and ask a dude for his phone number.
I'm trying to think if I've ever asked for somebody's phone number like on air.
Like while you're just shout it out?
Like in the middle of the show. I feel like there have been times
where you're like, yo, here's my number.
Yeah.
Somewhere I would. I
or like you've well, Kevin, done that for me, Brett.
Well, Kevin hooked you up with like his friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. I feel like I've been put on the spot a lot.
So
yeah,
do we call Kevin that. And yeah. go against yeah. him?
I have a track record.
I have a track
I'm terrible. And it goes back to my days when I used to work at a bookstore. One of the things we had to do was to get people to come in more. We gave them a special card, you know, where they would get 10% off. And you would sit at the register and you would take phone numbers down and all their information. Well, there was a cute girl one time who gave me all her information, and I had her phone number.
Uh-oh.
So I violated probably every law there is known to mankind, and I called her on that number, and I said, hey, I thought we had a connection here. Didn't want to, you know, be too forward, but, you know, I got your number here. Would you want to go out on a date? And she said, no, I have a boyfriend. And that was it. But then I thought, man, she probably thinks I'm a creep.
She turned you into the police.
Good for you, Kev. Right. I would think that's cute.
See,
Now you're changing it up.
Because technically, we get tons of numbers that come
that's
in.
That's not in front of an audience.
Okay.
So that's where I would not different. Like Kevin's move. I would rather, like, if you're going to do it public. Don't do it, like, creepy in your basement, like, wah.
No, I was still at the store.
I was still at the store.
You're trying to get on girls shift. On the clock.
My biggest argument.
Same with this guy.
My biggest argument was that she was in a situation where she couldn't look good. She says no and rejects this guy. Everyone says, oh, she was being a jerk. He was just trying to be nice. She says yes and gives her phone number up.
I feel
up.
Like you're going to feel that feeling regardless of if you reject someone.
I don't know. AB rejects like dudes all the time.
Yeah, and it never feels great.
Oh, it doesn't?
No.
AB's converted over to our side. She likes it now.
All right. Now, next time you get hit on and there's a camera in your face, you know who to point the finger at and blame. Hannah.
Probably.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.